Hi, my name is Jasmine Edmonds, and you're listening to an interview featured on Bump in the Night, a blog where we talk about all things occult and spirituality. In this interview, I speak with grief counselor, nurse's assistant, and United States Army veteran Martha Henderson, who has been receiving after-death communications from her departed loved ones for the past 22 years. Ever since her daughter saw the apparition of her high school best friend, Mayra, who was murdered by her husband. In this part two of our after-death communication series, Martha goes over what her beliefs on the afterlife were prior to this event, what they are now, and also details additional after-death communications she has received ever since. Stay tuned. So, Martha, hi, welcome. Can you please explain what your views on the afterlife were prior to having had this experience with your daughter and having your daughter tell you that she has seen the spirit of your departed friend, Mayra? What were your views prior to this? And then if you could please explain what your views are now on the afterlife.
So my thoughts prior to life after death, before this experience with Mayra, was just, I just came right out of the Bible. You die, you go to heaven, or you go to hell. And that was it. That you either, if you're a good person, live a good life, give your life to Jesus, and so on and so forth, and do the right thing, follow the Ten Commandments, you know, you'll go to heaven and be in God's graces. But if not, you're going to go to hell and burn for eternity. So this was actually my belief system before my encounter with Mayra. My belief system now, ever since the experience with Mayra and with Mother Lumpkin and with my ex-husband's mother about life after death, was I'm gearing towards more a spiritual belief system than a religious belief system. I pray a lot, and I went before God one day and I asked him for all truth. And little by little, God was revealing truth to me. And what I learned on my journey is that I believe that when people die, I believe that you are met up with your ancestors, whether you are a good person or a bad person. And you are taught lessons in the afterlife, because no one here is perfect. So we're all taught certain lessons, you know, as we go through this life and as we go through death, because death is a rebirth. And it's something that I had learned. We're just taught different lessons along the way. Whether you are, let's say, you're a selfish person, these are things that you're going to have to learn in the next life about how not to be selfish. And so whether you are good or bad, I do not believe that people are going to hell. I do not believe that you are going to burn for eternity. And I do not believe that this is the kind of God that I serve. I believe that a lot of things that were in the Bible were made up by man himself to put fear into us, to lead, to live like a straight and narrow life. But being part of human is making mistakes, and mistakes, and from mistakes we learn. So going into the afterlife, our ancestors greet us, they meet us, and we are just taught lessons along the way. And I also believe too that some people actually get to be reincarnated, while others may not.
And what, if any, after-death communications have you received since this? I know that you mentioned that you've received multiple after-death communications since seeing, or since having that experience with your daughter, who claims to have seen the apparition of your friend Mayra. So ever since this day, I would love to know if you could share with the audience what other after-death communications you have encountered and experienced for yourself.
So that after-death communication to me was, it actually happened on Mother's Day about 7 years ago. I was with my present husband at the time in the family room, and I was arguing with him on why he doesn't celebrate Mother's Day, because what happened was his mother was murdered on Mother's Day when he was 5 in 1959. So when he married me, he never celebrated Mother's Day. And here I am, the mother of 7 children. So I was arguing with him that this is something that his mother would not have wanted from him, that it is not about the death of his father that should impact him on why he shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day. So as we're arguing, going back and forth, all of a sudden I felt a voice. It was not a voice that I heard in the room, but it was a message that clearly came through to me, and it was his mother, and she said to me, "Tell Zachary to stop honoring what his father did." And that was it. So I told Zachary that your mother just came through and she told me to stop honoring what your father did on Mother's Day, I mean. So it wasn't about that he shouldn't have gone through all these years not celebrating Mother's Day. He put more emphasis on what his father did, gave honor to it, instead of recognizing, okay, Mother's Day is to honor mothers, to even honor his mother. So this was the message that was given to me. So there was another experience I had many years ago with someone who had departed. My former husband's cousin passed away, and I was dreaming that she was in our kitchen, and I said to her, "Mother, Lumpkin, did you see Jesus?" And then she says to me, "Well, when you die, you pop," meaning that if you think of a place, you end up there. So in my dream, I clearly understood what she meant by that. And then next thing I knew, I got up from bed and I went in my living room, and my former husband at the time was sitting in there, and I was telling him, "I just had a dream about Mother Lumpkin." He goes, "That's the weirdest thing, because I was just sitting here and I heard the chimes on the door ring." So the chimes were inside the door. So you have to open the door for the chimes to go off, because I did that as an alert for my children, so I know when they're running out the house. So the chimes went off, and I said to Zachary that, I just had this dream. And he said to me, "That's the weirdest thing, because I just saw her coming through the door. She was coming towards me, and she was wearing all silver. And she wanted to say something to him because he wasn't there at her deathbed. And I believe that she was just trying to say goodbye to him." But he became afraid, and he ran off from that situation. And so that was the second experience I had since Mayra's death.
Thank you so much, Martha, for joining me today. And if you listeners at home would love to hear more content like this, be sure to subscribe to bumpofthenight.godaddysites.com. Stay spooky.